This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I just want to focus once more on this thing of spiritual growth, because I hear so many people say, I really want this to be the year that I kind of get back on track with things. Can you just give us just one or two ideas for how to start that process?
Well, the first is really boring. I should come up with some out there idea. The boring idea, and I say this to church leaders all the time, read the Bible and pray. Do it regularly. And to do that, find a place, find a time, find a method. Now it's not all just about you, and there's a bigger picture there, but if we never spend our own personal time reading God's Word, and it doesn't have to be slabs, 10 verses, reflect on what it says and pray about the things that are important in your life. If we were able to do that a few times a week, I mean, it'd be great to be every day, but a few times a week, that will make a radical difference over time if we're consistent. I believe that Christians all ought to, people who follow Jesus, all ought to meet with others who do. In other words, make church a part of your life. And now, there'll be listeners saying, Katrina, I tried church and it was terrible. Well, try another one. There's Sydney. There's a heap of options.
Yeah.
And then on a regular basis, just meet with other people and kind of make sure that you're stretching yourself in some way, shape, or form. None of us have it together. All of us feel like we're not making it. But to kind of go, okay, I'm going to join a group of people that I meet with regularly. I'm going to find a church that actually helps me and my family. I'm going to find a method where I read the Bible that helps me. If we do those things, I think the other thing is find a place to serve. Use the gifts and skills that God has given you to serve the wider community. If we're doing those things, then growth, it's almost like growth will be an inevitable outcome. But if we set a resolution that says, I want to grow, but never kind of put steps in place, there's a very good chance that not a great deal will happen.
Well, that's a really, really good place to start. Thank you so much, Carl.
Can I say one other thing, Katrina?
Yep.
Make sure for every listener, for all of us, use this as motivation, not guilt-inducing pain.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are not to beat ourselves over the head. These are to help us track forward. So at the end of this year, we're deeper people, we're richer people, we're more godly people because we've taken the time to follow through on what we feel we're called to do.
Thanks so much, Carl.
Pleasure.
Yeah. That's Christian leader and commentator Carl Faes from Olive Tree Media.